Staying in Europe, British and Norwegian jets intercepted Russian military aircraft after they breached NATO airspace close to the UK and Finland this weekend, the latest in a spate of similar violations on the part of the Russian military. Only this week, Russian President Vladimir Putin and Prime Minister-designate Viktor Zubkov pledged to restore Russia's military-industrial complex. Professor Andrew Michka of the George C. Marshall European Centre for Security Studies gave us his perspective on Russia's military build-up.
Two things appear to me quite clear. Putin is a state builder. What we don't pay, I think, sufficient attention to the fact is that not direct but indirect renationalization of the energy sector is the source of Russia's wealth. So in that sense, as we anticipate the presidential transition, we're looking at a prime minister that's coming in speaking directly to the armed forces, to the senior military. He will try to extract more resources from the energy sectors. I would speculate, in fact, that the Russians will make a very, very strong effort to create a sort of a natural gas cartel, if you will, especially with the Iranians. And the second issue here, which is very interesting to me, that Putin is determined at this point to reassert considerable influence in what the Russians often refer to as the near abroad, if indeed we move in the direction of, let's say, recognizing independent status of Kosovo. They can use this as a precedent in how they deal with the Transnistria question, for example, or how they deal with the Abkhazian or Ossetian dimension in the Caucasus when it comes to Georgia. This is certainly a return to a relationship with a great power that is now awash in money coming in from the energy sector, once again in a much stronger position, commensurate with the size, frankly, and the resources of that country.